You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 61, Planting Seeds of Joy. We're going to do something different for the next three episodes. Today and over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have just straight talk, just me and you. Spirit gave me this idea, and I think it's a good one. For today and the next three episodes, I'm going to talk to you as if you were sitting right here with me, not as a lecture, but as friends, having a conversation on these different topics. Today, let's talk about planting seeds of joy. In my life, I've had so many different experiences with people in all different areas, from friends to professional relationships. And what I see, people live such limited lives. Either you have no joy at all, or all of your eggs are in one basket, so to speak. You focus on your children or one child, especially people that have one child. They seem to do this a lot. They put all their invested interest, their energy, their love, their attention, everything about them goes to that one child. You know, they want that child just to have the best and the most of everything. For the adult, it's unhealthy, and also for the child, it's unhealthy. I see this constantly. Because as the child begins to grow up, you have taken so many years of your life putting everything into that child that once they start growing up, you kind of resent the fact that they're growing up, and you want to hold them back in a way. You don't want them to have friends. You want them to hang out with you. It's really an imbalanced relationship. At some point, you know, you realize you're doing this and you start letting them go out a little more with their friends. Now, as they come into the teenage years, then they're going to want to be around their friends a little more. And you can't hold your children back or your child back because you don't have a life and you don't have any friends because you've just invested all of your time and energy into your child. It gets very unhealthy for both you and that child. Today, I want to talk to you just about planting seeds of joy because I'm just using this as an example for someone who is investing all of their energy into one child that they have. Usually, parents that do that, you know, only have one child because it's easier to do it. And then they seem to be overprotective and all of those things because they do only have one child. But as life goes on and you realize that your joy is completely connected to that child succeeding at this or doing something extraordinary, either gymnastics or football or whatever it is. For men, they push their boys into certain areas. For women, they might go into modeling or dance, and they get really crazy about it. And if the child is not doing well or succeeding in these areas where you want them to, then you're all upset and you're all bent out of shape. Your joy is completely tied to that child. Like I said, it's unhealthy. So I'm really, really wanting to talk to you today about this because I'm seeing this around me with friends and, as I said, in a professional setting as well. You really got to stop and you got to look at yourself in life because that is an example. That's one situation that could happen where you invest all your energy into a child. But it could be you are investing all your energy into your partner. and to your husband or wife, and you have no life of your own. You are completely tied up into what they're doing, their successes, their failures, and your whole life is a roller coaster, just depending on what they're doing in life. You just can't do this with anyone. It could be a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, or it could be a numerous kinds of relationships where you see this. People are limiting their joy. And this is what I'm talking about, planting seeds of joy. Because if you're just looking for your joy to come from one place, that's likened to planting one tree and waiting for that one tree to bloom and to bring you fruit. If anything happens to that one tree, say that tree is a little slow at blooming, or some bugs get in it and the fruit isn't healthy, you can't eat it, or whatever happens to that tree, your whole identity is tied up and your joy is in that one tree. But if you plant in your life seeds of joy, many trees, gardens in which rivers flow, then you're not focused on just one thing happening in your life. So many of you talk about you want to write a book, or you want to create a movie, or whatever your creative juices lead you to do. And you've got all of your energy tied up into one project. If that movie flops, or that book doesn't sell, or that show isn't successful, all of your energy has been dumped into one area of your life. You can't be that finite in your focus. In order for you to experience more joy in your life, you have to open up more. You have to open your life up to more ideas. You have to open your life up to sharing your energy with more people, so that all of your joy isn't just focused on one tree. All of your eggs aren't in one basket. So if something happens to that basket, you have no more eggs. And we use these kinds of analogies to help us in life, but I think sometimes we really overlook them, how powerful they are. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket, because I still see people doing it all the time. When you plant more seeds of joy in your life, you have so much more to look forward to. And you get so distracted by the planting process, by the creative process, by thinking of so many new ways to express yourself creatively, joyfully, where you're not just focused on one thing happening for you. You start one project, you get it up on its feet, you let it start rolling, and then you start another project. I myself never had the pleasure of just doing one thing at a time. I had three children. I was homeschooling all three of them. They were in three different levels of education. I myself went back to school full time. I had my own businesses. I was doing consultations. I worked part time on the weekends. And I never experienced that one thing. And so when I meet people who are just doing one thing, I don't even know what that is. So it is where you feel restricted. And when you feel restricted, is that a joyful feeling? No, it can't be, because your whole life is tied up into one thing. You're like in a knot all the time. And if something happens where the child, in the example of using the child, if something happens and they don't succeed the way you want them to, they don't pass the test, they're not the highest scorer in the class, then they're all in the dumps and so are you. Instead of you teaching your children or your child that life is about more than just winning or being the best, life is about enjoying the ride. Life is not comparing yourself to others, but life is holding the yardstick up for yourself. You really have a joyful competition, I guess you could say. It's where you challenge yourself to just go higher than you did last time. So if you scored an 85 last time on your math test, this time try to score at least a 90. Just challenge yourself. Stop looking outside of yourself to measure yourself up, your worth. Because one of the reasons why I don't like competition, why I don't like children especially to be in competitive types of sports, yes, it can create character. But I find that most characters created through the losses, because when they win, they get arrogant and they start thinking they can't lose. And then when they lose, you know, they fall pretty far when they lose because they've been winning a lot. And then it creates this arrogance. So in order to be balanced, I particularly myself don't like competitive sports. Because if you lose, if you're on a losing team all the time, I live here in Cleveland, so you guys know what I'm talking about. But if you're on a losing team all the time, it starts to make you feel like crap if you are comparing yourself to others. And then if you're on the winning team all the time, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of stress to stay on top. If we stop looking outside of ourselves to measure our worth, then we will take a lot of stress off of our lives. Stop trying to compare yourself to other people and seeing where they are at this time in their life. You know, I know so-and-so, she did this much, he did that much. Oh my God, he's making $1 million in whatever business he has. Stop doing that. Stop doing that because you are putting so much negative pressure on yourself in your life. Start learning how to have joy about what you're doing. If what you're doing doesn't give you joy, then stop doing it. Find something else to do. And stop putting all that pressure on your children to satisfy your need for them to be successful, because they will only rebel at some point in their life and be very resentful to you for putting so much pressure on them that they have to succeed, that they have to win all the time. Just accept them for who they are and let them know how beautiful they are, how intelligent they are, how creative they are, and that if it's something they really want to do, they can be very good at it. It's not about comparing yourself to others. It's really not fair. But as adults, looking into yourself in your life, stop looking at your spouse as being your source of happiness, your children as being your source of happiness, whatever it is that you're doing that's keeping you in such a limited place of happiness. Yes, all those things should be a part of your happiness, but that should not be where all of your energy is going that is completely tied to what happens with these people around you. Because you have to remember that all of your relationships are nothing more than mirrors of the relationship you're having with yourself. And if that is the case, if you're having those kinds of relationships with those people around you where all of your energy is tied into one person, one particular individual, where they control your happiness, where they control your extreme misery or sadness by what they do, then they have become a god to you. They are now your god. They are controlling your emotions. And your whole life is wrapped up into them. Very unhealthy. If this is you in any way, shape, or form, then it's time to step back. It's time to look at yourself. It's time to say, this is unhealthy. I'm just too miserable all the time because so-and-so is just not doing what I want them to do to make me happy. You cannot put your happiness on someone else. You cannot require them to make you happy. That's completely unfair and, again, completely unhealthy. Look at yourself and decide, I am responsible for my own joy, for my own happiness. I'm going to start planting more seeds of joy. I'm going to invest my energy in several different things that I love doing. I myself personally love educating my children. When I was educating them daily for 23 years. I not only did that, I also homeschooled other children. And when I stopped homeschooling other children, then I began to tutor other children. I also volunteered for the Board of Education here in Cleveland for their adult program to teach adults GED. I love to teach. So I did those things. I spread my energy and my love and my love for learning to other people around. So it wasn't just focused entirely on my children. Like, I didn't care about anybody else's children doing well in their education, or it's just about my family, who cares about anybody else. No, I mean, I can't stop anyone else from sending their children to school or to a bad school or whatever the situation is. But at least I opened my doors. I opened my heart to other children to come in, and I was able to tutor or even homeschool them as well. So even outside of that, I did other things. But just giving you an idea that you want to open your heart. You want to love more than one person. Come on. You got to love more than just that one person standing in your face. You have to spread your love around. Get involved in different groups. Find something that you really enjoy doing and start doing it. Start living, people. Plant seeds of joy in your life. Start living. Just start living. And when you start doing something you really enjoy doing, you will really be surprised at how that will lead you to something else you didn't even know you really enjoyed doing. Because we live and we spend so much time doing what we hate. We spend so much time working these jobs that just deplete the life force right out of you, that you completely become detached from your joy. You don't even know what it feels like to have joy. You don't even know what that is. You hear the word and you say, what is joy? I haven't laughed in how many years? Truly, from the depths of your soul, when you laugh, you can hear that hearty laugh so deep from within the belly. You should feel like that several times through the day. I mean, I laugh all the time. It just shows my joy. And it's okay. It's good to laugh. You go out and you go to dinner. People don't laugh. People aren't talking to each other, sitting at the table, looking at their cell phones. My God, it's just getting horrible, people. We have to stop this. We're becoming so unemotional. We're becoming so cold to one another, so unattached. Some of you don't even know who your children are because you don't spend any time with them at all. Some of you don't know who your spouse is anymore because you haven't spent any time with them. It's all a mirror of the relationship you have in with yourself. So just put a big period on that. Turn within yourself and promise yourself that today is going to be different, that you are going to start planting more seeds of joy. You are going to start connecting and reconnecting with your joy and your happiness. Sometimes you might have to start to remember what you used to think about when you were a child. What things made you happy then? You might need to go back to your childhood to reconnect to your joy. What made you happy as a child? And then say, oh yeah, I did used to do that. I mean, because as adults, you've been conditioned to just live a life that you absolutely hate. You've been completely disconnected from your joy and your happiness. And then you invest all of your energy, all of your focus into one thing, and want that one thing to bring you joy and happiness. And if it doesn't, your whole life is destroyed. You feel miserable, you're depressed, and all of those things. Love yourself. Reconnect to your joy. Find happiness. Stop putting pressure on the people around you to make you happy and to bring you joy in your life. You start creating the joy for yourself, for your life, and you will find that so much more opportunities will come to you to create more joy in your life. And you will just start feeling good. And those aches and pains that you used to have, they just start melting away because you're just full of tension. Your bundle of nerves, because all of your energy is tied up into someone else. So think of many ways that you can start planting seeds of joy and happiness in your life. And then you're not completely focused on one tree to bear your fruit. There's so much around you blooming and so much good coming back to you that you never even remember that one tree. I mean, it's just part of the beautiful garden that you've created. The pressure and the stress is off that tree. And maybe that's why the tree is not blooming for you, because you're putting so much stress on it to give you what you shouldn't be asking for. So find things in life. Find more things in life. Start opening your heart wider. Get rid of those little pigeonholes of light that you're allowing into your life. Start opening the doors of light within your heart to bring in more happiness, more joy, and connect, reconnect to your joy. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. I hope this makes you think, and I hope you really act on it. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want. Just believe it. Believe it.